I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is a Studio 2 Extra. I've recently had the pleasure of chatting with Philadelphia-based genre-bending artist Tierra Whack. Known for her colorful music videos, lyrical rap lyrics, and sonic sound, Tierra has been making waves, performing on tracks with stars like Beyoncé and beyond. I started our conversation by asking her about her appearance on NPR's Tiny Desk. Take a listen. Tierra Whack, welcome to Studio 2.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Yes. And I loved you on NPR's Tiny Desk. I probably looked at that concert like a dozen times.
Really?
Yes, I did. It was so cool.
Thank you. I was so nervous to do that, too. But at the end, I was like proud of myself. I was really proud.
Yes. What was that experience like for you?
It was my first time performing with a live band. I had rehearsals for about 2 weeks. And it was something so new. But, you know, I tried, and we rehearsed and we gained chemistry throughout the rehearsals, and we were able to put on a great show. So, yeah.
All right. Hey, Tiny Desk. My name is Whack, and this is the Big Backs. Let's go. Yeah. To get ugly, flu so mean, I just can't be polite.
Yeah, it seemed like you guys have been playing for a lot longer than 2 weeks.
Thank God.
So I did not know that. I would have never known that had you not told me. So it was great.
Yeah, no. Maybe I shouldn't have told you.
But I think your authenticity, though, and your honesty is something that people love about you. And your music is known for its incredible creativity, the lyrical nature, the emotional depth. I've seen even your skits online. And I want you to do me a favor. How do you define what it is you do? How do you define your artistry?
I don't define it. I don't. I'm just being me. I don't like to put myself in like a box or give myself like any ceiling. Like I wake up and, you know, I'm just existing. I'm doing everything that I want to do. You know, going back to Tiny Desk, for a long time, I was like, I knew like my capability, but it's like fear. I was letting fear get in the way. It was like limiting me, you know, for me to reach my fullest potential. So with that being said, it's like, okay, Tierra, you just got to go in and do whatever you want, when you want, how you want, and just don't ever look back. You know, like I was stifling my growth for like so long and I didn't realize it. And I just kind of had a wake up call, and it's like, listen, you never know if you don't try. Sometimes it's just, we can be our own worst enemy, you know? And, you know, I think the world, they thought that I was always like that, like just kind of like just go with it. But like, I mean, I'm human. So I have my self-doubts, and, you know, I'm just like in and out of like, yeah, you can do it. No, you can't. But lately I've been on like a great stride where I'm just like, yo, we're going to get up, we're going to do it, and we're going to figure it out later. You know,
I hear that.
just keeping it pushing. Yeah. Just keeping it pushing. So.
So you are from North Philly.
Yes.
Very creative and unique from the very start. How did you deal with being different? And when did you realize that your uniqueness was your superpower?
I always mention my mom with this, because, you know, I would go outside and play with the kids, and then they would like say little things, and I'd be like, like things that came natural to me, like wearing two different shoes, or like, you know, I was always wearing bright colors and everything, and that wasn't seen as like the cool thing to do. And they're like, well, they would question why I did certain things, and I'm like, simply because I wanted to. You know, when I woke up this morning, I wanted to wear two different shoes, and I'm happy, you know, with myself. And I, you know, as a kid, I would like kind of sit and be like, you know, is what I'm doing, is it wrong? Like, is something wrong with what I'm doing? But then I had my mom, and she'd be like, no, you're doing what you want to do because this is what makes you happy and this is who you are. So she taught me from an early age to just embrace my individuality. And yeah, I thank her every day. for, you know, just being that support and that backbone that I needed.
What a blessing to have a mother like that.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
She's the best. Yes.
How has your experience growing up in Philly shaped your identity as an artist? And has it helped you stay grounded being here?
Yes. I love home so much. I still live here. We listen, you know, Philly, we got the grit. We got that grind, that raw, that just, I'm like, I have a tight fist right now. I'm just like, it just, they say, if you can make it in Philly, you can make it anywhere. And I still believe that to be true till this day. You got to have like, you got to be tough. You got to be tough. You got to have tough skin because, I mean, nobody really owes you anything. And at the end of the day, like, it's like, you know, from a young age, me starting, I remember when I was like trying to find different studios to like, you know, record and, you know, just practice my music. And I had different engineers and studio managers telling me like, oh, you're doing too much. Like you can't do all these things. Like I'm singing, I'm rapping. I was trying to like dance a little bit, act. I was doing all these things. And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't know about that. And it's like, but you gotta know, you gotta be able to trust yourself and be like, nah, this is in me. Like God gave me these gifts and I'm gonna give them to the world. I'm gonna share them with the world, you know? So I think it teaches you to be headstrong. And like, even if you have like, you know, some people that are, you know, being negative in your ear, it's like, you gotta follow your heart.
Might look familiar, but I promise you don't know me. Keep my guard up so you'll never get to know me. I cannot trust the soul,
so I stay lonely.
That's just the way it goes.
And you know me.
Sometimes your friends are false.
It's so familiar.
Ask God and he'll expose. I've been trying new things. Mama says she tired of my mood swings. I've been trying new things. Mama says she tired of my mood swings. How y'all feeling, Ben? How we feeling?
I want to talk about the advice that you've given, because now you're in a partnership with Cotopaxi. You are mentoring young people interested in music. And, you know, what drives your desire to give back to this next generation of artists?
I would say community, like since I was a kid, like I was raised in like North Philly projects, like, you know, the projects, they're like lower income, like housing. Community gives me a sense of belonging. And I think that enables me to help people and, you know, build relationships to better ourselves and our environment.
So what's the best piece of advice that you've received and that you now share with the young people you mentor?
I think, and it sounds so cliche, but it's really always to follow your heart. Like that's what it is, because I feel like we always know, like deep inside of us, what we want to do. Just, you know, society has like this like idea of the American dream, you know, like what success looks like to the world. But it's like, we all have our own lives and our own like paths. And I feel like that's why I always say, go back to like, just follow your heart, like what's inside of you. If it doesn't feel right, your intuition and your gut, then you shouldn't be doing it, you know? So that's why I always go back to the simple cliche thing, follow your heart, follow your heart. Because I feel like we all know deep down, we know when you really just, when you block out all the noise and you're sitting alone by yourself and you're just thinking about what makes you happy, what you want, what, you know, what your desires are, your dreams, like you gotta follow your heart.
Yeah. Yeah. And how do you block out all the noise and stay connected to your creativity? Because that has to be hard with the internet, being on social media, getting comments, you know, having to go here, go there, you know, making so many decisions.
You know, I think it's all about creating boundaries and just, you know, knowing your limit, having that discipline to like I don't really read comments. Because I know that there are some mean people who, you know, want to, you know, break me. And I won't give them that power. And even, you know, sometimes you make a mistake and you see something negative and it's like, this person doesn't know me from a can of like paint. Like it's not, this can't affect me, you know, like the only opinions that matter to me are my family, my friends, people that care about me.
What challenges do you face in sort of balancing the expectations? Because I'm sure you have people who expect certain things from you when they see you, when you perform, when you do certain things. And then at the same time, you have to be authentic to who you are.
I think that I spend so much of my time, like, reminding my fans and the people that I'm just like them. I'm just like everyone else. So with that being said, sometimes I'm not having the best day every single day, so I may be, more relaxed and chill, and a fan may see me and say hey, and I say hey, and then I'm just like, I've had people say like, oh, what like, you don't seem like you're on the internet, and it's like, oh, I'm just chilling. I'm here at Walmart in the self-checkout line, getting some tissue and some pads. I don't see a reason why I should be excited, like, I'm just chilling,
Are you cooking? Are
then
you
like they're
cooking?
like,
You like, I'm
yeah,
just out here getting some
like
groceries.
just get some groceries. But I think people expect me to be like kind of like a cartoon and just like I said, one way every celebrities in general, public figures, famous people, like we are human. Like we are human. Celebrities are human. So yeah, that's the main thing. It's just that expectation of like always being, rainbows and smiles and happiness. No, I'm not always like that. And sometimes I don't even know what's wrong. I'm just like, I'm just chilling. I can't just chill like everybody else is chilling, So
You're like, I don't feel like it today, and that's okay.
yeah, I'm just, yeah, it's okay. It is okay. We don't always have to be 100%. As long as we're working through it,
Who are your role models?
My role models forever is gonna be my mom. I gotta give it one person. My mom. She's my role model. She's everything to me. I would do anything for her. She from day one, like that's my girl. I love her so much.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And so my last question is, what do you hope to achieve through your mentorship work with Cotopaxi? And how do you see this collaboration evolving?
Listen, I just want to encourage everyone to try and do the greater good. Every action counts. And we as a society, we got to work together to uplift each other. We got to go outside more. We got to get some sunlight, take a walk in the park. Like it's the little things that could just help us, just go up and feel positive and feel good about ourselves. And we just got to stay active and just we gotta be teachable too, we gotta be teachable. That's one of the greatest lessons I've learned too. Like if you aren't teachable, then how can you ever learn anything if you think you know it all,
By the way, that's that video that you did with the Philly Fanatic, and you had that little baby fanatic. I was rolling, okay? Rolling. That's the thing about you. You also have a really good sense of humor.
Yes, always. Listen, yo, I'll be going through it, but I'm gonna laugh. Listen, I'll be crying so hard and then just think of a joke and then just bust. I don't take myself serious. And that's why I think I've been like able to get through life, because it's like, look, we not gonna get out alive, so we might as well laugh and joke as much as we can.
Enjoy. Larry took me to see something scary. Maybe we can get married. Merry go around. David took me to see the Matrix. Got me picking out a gown.
Picking out a gown.
Mister. Can you take
That
me
was
on a
Philly bred
date?
rapper and artist Tierra Whack. Studio 2 is produced by Debbie Builder, Paige Murray Bessler, and Andreas Copes, with engineering by Diana Martinez. Kevin McCrory is our executive producer. From Studio 2 at WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Cherry Gregg. Be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts.